The Phoenix area housing market is humming along, and state officials expect Arizona to add more than 10,000 construction jobs over the next 2 years. But my next guests say all that activity is, in part, exacerbating the problem of a lack of high-skilled tradespeople. Jeff Hebbets owns a Phoenix metal fabrication company. Sarah Swartz-Wessel is an architect and owns a construction company with her husband. And Sarah, let me start with you on this. You've spoken about how there aren't enough highly skilled craftspeople. Is this a trade group in which you're seeing fewer people willing and able to do the work?
So I can only speak to what I see on our job sites and not specifically about the people working directly for us, but we do a lot of very high-end and detailed work in design and construction. And in order to execute the work, we work with really great companies that require, you know, having people that are very skilled on the jobs to execute what it is we're designing. And it's just been, especially of late with the construction industry picking up in town, more noticeable that people are having, our trades are having a hard time finding people to work with them in order to execute the things that we're doing. And we're just starting to notice the people we've been working with for 20 years, they're aging just as we are, and we're not seeing a fresh crop of people behind them as apprentices and whatnot in order to learn the craft and be the next people to be taking over.
So as it relates to the construction boom, is that just a matter of there's too much work and not enough people to do it?
No. I think that this was a problem, you know, even 10 years ago, but because of the recession, there probably could be, you know, masked and wasn't as noticeable.
Jeff, why is it that more people don't want to do what you do?
I think it really goes back a number of generations. I think that there has been way too much emphasis put on a four-year degree. And I think that there was a time when tradespeople were really highly regarded. And then as the push for a four-year college degree came on and even a master's or something beyond that, it's almost like they lost credibility. Trades in general lost credibility. And I think that coupled with the fact that it seems to be almost some more of an importance of instant gratification these days, no one's really willing to do the work so that they can get properly trained. And I think that's what's really driving this shortage. And this shortage has been coming for a long time.
How severe is it?
Severe enough that when I get ready to call it quits in the next couple of years, I have not been able to find anybody to step in.
Sarah, have you found that you've had to adjust the kind of designs that you come up with or the kinds of jobs that you want to do because you don't have the people?
No, we just have to beat our head against the wall a little bit more, maybe. And we also have to be more tolerant of two things. Things are taking longer and costing more.
What does that do to the housing stock in Phoenix? What does that do to the design community in the Phoenix area?
I think all trades are really in high demand right now. And I think as the ebb and flow of the economy and the construction and the housing market go up and down, I think that slows a lot of projects down because a lot of these larger construction companies just don't have the manpower to produce the number of units that they need to produce on the time in the timely manner that they're doing it. So I think it affects it across the board.
There are some people doing some interesting things. One of them who I can think of top of mind, who I believe Jeff knows, is Brandon Gore, who does specialty concrete work, but he has a program where it's called, I think, Concrete School, and people pay a tuition to come for a weekend training where he's trying to spread knowledge to a bunch more people so they can go out and be craftspeople on their own. I would love to see more people doing things like that because that may be less time commitment for somebody to try some of these trades and say, yeah, this is something I want to do and I love this and what can I do with it?
Well, do you guys think that might be the approach to try to reverse this trend to the extent that it can be reversed? Individual tradespeople sort of having people as apprentices or come to learn as opposed to a big school or even a small school doing it, you know, for large groups of people?
I think that that would help, but I think you've got to find a willing participant to begin with.
And I think a willing student, you mean?
Yeah, anybody that wants to participate in that trade. And I think that's the part that is having the least amount of effect right now because people, if they have a job, the last thing they can really afford to do is go do something for less money or take some of the time out of their week to even step off into a new direction.
Do you get the sense that people who are in your line of work would be interested in sort of teaching that next generation?
I think anybody that's in the trades right now has always kind of felt it's of a generational thing. We've always felt that, and I speak for myself and a number of others, but I think that because we realize that we're in a very specialized market, that we know that there is a problem with the future generations. And I personally have probably trained or enabled a dozen or more people in the last year or two to come into my studio and work and teach them the basics. And most of them seem really excited initially, but then I think they realize that it's going to take more than a weekend to get to a point where you even fully understand what it is. So it's challenging.
Does this shortage potentially affect the ability to create a sense of place in this area?
Well, definitely it can affect that, but I guess perhaps because I'm stubborn and determined, we're going to figure out how to get stuff done. I just think it's going to become much more challenging. And again, we're going to have to spend more and we're going to have to expect it to take more time. We're going to find the people to do it. It's just not going to be as easy.
Jeff, in general, I know it's tough to generalize this because the projects you do can probably vary widely. For some of the stuff you do, like how long does it take you to actually do it?
Depending on the size of and the scope, it could be anywhere from a week to 6 months. And it could even be longer than that, depending on, because a lot of times in my role, I'll go in early, set the foundation, so to speak, and then not really be able to install the finished product until very much towards the end of the job or the project. So based on what my scope is, it could be anywhere from weeks to months to almost a year, start to finish.
Does that sort of contribute to the perception problem, do you think, among people who theoretically might be interested in doing this work, that, boy, if I'm spending 6 months doing a project, like, that doesn't seem like it's going to make me a ton of money because if I'm working on this one, I can't be working on, 15 other things?
I think for some that would be a problem. Fortunately, I have the ability to pick and choose and kind of work through other things and juggle some of these projects, but at the same time, I tend to work by myself a lot of the times, bring people in when I need them. So I don't have a huge stable of employees that I need to keep busy throughout the day and the week. So it gives me a little bit of an advantage for that.
Do either of you have any optimism that this trend will be reversed and that there will be some influx of young people wanting to do this kind of work?
I do. I think that something's going to have to shift. And I think part of that shift is going to be students coming out of colleges or with degrees are finding that maybe they're not going to find a job in their field. And they've got a tremendous amount of debt, and I think that may force that to switch just a little bit and kind of work towards maybe going into a trade where you can make instant money.
Sarah, what do you think?
I absolutely think it's going to get better, and I have children. My 14-year-old, he loves digital cameras, but he also loves his film camera. And I think even for lack of a better word, the nostalgia or for the kind of slowing down and the anti-digital movement. So here we are like blowing forward as fast as we can with technology, which is amazing. But at the same time, I think there's going to be, and there already is, a counterpoint, it's always that way to that, where some people it's almost cool to have a flip phone or not have a cell phone. And realizing that at the end of the day, we're people, we're humans, and we're meant to work with our brains and our hands and feel things and be emotional and be connected to the things we're doing. And you can absolutely do that when you're in a trade like the ones that we're talking about.
Jeff, Sarah, thanks a lot for coming, guys. I appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Jeff Hebbitz owns a metal fabrication company in Phoenix. Sarah Swartz-Wessel is an architect and owns a Phoenix construction company.